Like, we were disappointed to be knocked out of the quarterfinal stages of the league this year. We kind of we were playing well, but the Umbro Cup was the blue ribbon event of the college and university program for the year. We're delighted to be in the final of it.
And Shane, it hasn't been the easiest routes to the final. You've had to work extremely hard, and you've had some tough opposition on the way.
We had to work very hard, Oshie, to be honest. We went the hard way about it as well. We drew Athlone, who are a Premier Division team as well. We drew them. And very tight game. We actually played very well in that game. Their discipline kind of let them down. The further the game went on, they were getting frustrated. They ended up having two men sent off. We won that game 5. Then we played CSN from Cork, another Premier Division team. I think they drew with Carlo earlier on the year in the league. And we came from a game that in the first half they were very, very good. The second half we were the better side in that game. But we came from a goal down to 1-2-1 on that. And then semi-final, again away to Sligo, who had beaten us early on in the league, the only team that could have beat us up until the quarter-final stage. But we played very, very well. We won that when Dara scored with a penalty, and then Simon scored to make it 2-0, and they scored very late on. I think it was the 93rd minute. They could have scored as a kind of consolation goal, but weren't in control of the game at that stage.
You played Carlo last year in the Cup, but the semi-final stage, it resulted in a huge disappointment, losing out 5-1. Has there been much change to both sides ahead of this year's decider?
Okay, now from the Carlo end of it, actually, I would just go with what I've heard from our own players, like Seamus Houghton, who's the goalkeeper for Carlo, and he's my goalkeeper from McCombe at home. I've been chatting to Seamus, and he was going to say that they've lost the two centre-halves they had last year. I'm sure they've added players like ourselves. I think this year we're actually a stronger unit than we were last year, with some of the young lads that came into this side this year. The likes of Lee McCaughan, Kieran Kelly, Simon McGlynn, Adrian Delap, are all playing with Derry under-19s or Harps under-19s, and they've been a big addition to the squad.
Yeah, and obviously this is a competition when they came to the LYIT that they wanted to play at this level with the college and try and get an All-Ireland title.
Oh, definitely. So these young folks are used to playing at a good level of football and used winning things as well. So there's no change. They've come in here. They've been very professional in everything they've done, and they've certainly added to the squad. Yep. Big time.
You'll begin into this one as underdogs, that's for sure, because Carlo have won the last 5 Umbro Cups, but I'm sure you're quite happy to be in that position, are you, Shane?
We are surely actually going on as underdogs. I mean, as you say, they've won the last 5, and in order to, you know, to have a record like that, you must be producing good sides year in, year out. I'm very happy going into this game as underdogs. I think that we have a very good squad there. Obviously, and finals as well, you need a bit of luck doing again. So far this year, we've been playing really good stuff. I think maybe we've played in the region of 10 or 11 games, and I think we have maybe only won 2 maximum poor performances. But in the last 3-4 games we've played really well. So we'll be optimistic in this final if we can put up a really good show against Carlow.
Well, them hard games that you had in that run that we talked about a few moments ago, it's a case that they could really stand you come Cup Final Day.
Well, I think it's a confidence building as well for the players to come up against Premier Division sides like Athlone and like CSN and come away with victories and deserve victories we come away with, you know. So for the players themselves and as a unit, it's, as I say, confidence building for them. And I don't think the boys are going in with any fear of anybody in this final. They're going out and I think they'll give a very good account of themselves.
Yeah. Just finally, Shane, already today we've seen the basketball side lift an All-Ireland title. It would be a major achievement from an LYT point of view to have 2 All-Ireland titles in the 1 week and in the space of 24 hours, actually.
It'd be great, Oshie, surely. You know, I mean, you don't win All-Ireland titles or anything without a great deal of effort. And congratulations to the basketball team, too. It's great stuff. From our point of view, we know what's going to be a very, very tight game. We need to be playing at our very best to come away with a result tomorrow. But I think we're more than capable of doing that.